The world's growing demand for electric cars and renewable energy is providing new mining opportunities around the country. Australia is the world's biggest producer of lithium, and lithium is a crucial component in things like EV batteries. We've also got a whole host of valuable rare earth metals. But can Australia make the most of the opportunities from this growing resources sector? Amelia Turzin has more.
In a massive shed in the middle of the Northern Territory outback, scientist Ray Woolridge spends his time analysing minerals being dug out of the ground by resource companies.
The current run that's on now is samples from a lithium project up near Bino Harbour.
He's been doing this work at Pine Creek, 2 hours out of Darwin, for 50 years. In that time, he's seen many commodities like gold and iron ore go in and out of favour. One of the commodities he's been getting a lot of in his lab recently is a soft, silvery white metal.
Well, at the moment, our major client is Core Lithium, who've got the project up at Bino Harbour. We are starting work for other clients, starting exploration up here.
And so how much interest are you having from lithium explorers the last 2 years?
Yeah, pretty substantial. It's certainly building up.
Over in Western Australia, the industry is already booming. In the last decade, the state has gone from having just one lithium mine to seven, turning Australia into the world's biggest exporter of the mineral. What's driving this new wave of mining might surprise you. Gavin Mudd is an Associate Professor of Engineering at the RMIT University in Melbourne. He wrote a report on the rise of new types of mining for the federal government this year.
There's an increasing demand for a lot of these sort of metals that we call critical, and that's driven by a lot of these sort of very rapid changes in technology that we're seeing, whether that be the very rapid uptake of renewable energy, the increasingly rapid uptake of energy storage batteries, and what we're starting to see, I guess, is this exponential growth in interest and uptake of electric vehicles as well. The metals that we need for things like renewable energy and batteries and electric vehicles are things like rare earths, which are very important for the permanent magnets involved. The other sort of metals are things like cobalt, which are used in batteries. These metals are obviously, you know, very important for a lot of our technologies, which is why they're often labelled as critical.
Gavin Mudd says Australia doesn't have huge known deposits of many of the critical components needed for the renewable energy boom, but it does have ample supplies of some, like lithium, cobalt and nickel.
It's interesting times, I guess. It's certainly not necessarily boom times, but it's certainly not bust times either. At the moment, you're seeing an evolution, and some of the traditional minerals like coal are certainly being challenged.
But just like coal mining, most of the elements that are being dug out of the ground in Australia are being exported as a raw product to overseas markets, mostly China.
Australia has a long history of just shipping out the raw concentrates and materials and not taking advantage of value adding. And that's something that I think it would be really great to see Australia break that historical trend.
So is this possible? When it comes to lithium, there are already several processing plants turning the mineral into a more developed chemical to use inside batteries. And just a few months ago, construction started in Western Australia on what will become the country's biggest lithium processing plant, with the capacity to turn 100,000 tonnes of it a year into battery-grade lithium hydroxide. Gavin Mudd again.
Australia's certainly got better in one space. Like the lithium space is something where I think Australia is capturing, you know, a good value and has plans to sort of really increase that. Now, on the broader issues around some of the other metals, such as rare earths, we've really got to up our game, I guess, and actually get on with things.
On the border of WA and the Northern Territory, east of Halls Creek in central Australia, one resources company is trying to do just that. The managing director of Northern Minerals is George Bork.
The major element that we have in our mix is an element called dysprosium. Dysprosium is used as an agent in a permanent magnet that goes into a permanent magnet motor. It's in electric vehicles, typically hybrid vehicles, wind turbines.
At the moment, all of the company's dysprosium is being exported as a raw product. But the company wants to change that.
We identified at the start of 2018, one of our plans is to go to separation, which is going downstream. And what that will allow us to do is to actually export to other markets than just China. So that would open up Southeast Asian markets, the European markets, However, lack of funding in 2018 meant that we had to stop that program. So given that we've just recently raised a substantial amount of money, we're about to reinvigorate that process.
And it's not just a lack of money that's a hurdle. George Bork claims that uncertainty over federal government rules about research and development tax incentives, which were flagged for change last year, have made it difficult for the company to invest with confidence.
One of our problems is that the industry has been driven by get to revenue as quick as possible. You know, we really need to encourage and incentivise people to say, no, go downstream, create the next industry.
Other companies are facing barriers too. For the last few years, a startup called Energy Renaissance has been pitching to build the first factory in Australia that will turn lithium into batteries specifically suited to the tropics. The company was hoping to build that factory in Darwin, but 3 years after first approaching the Northern Territory government, a site hasn't been locked in yet. The company's chair is Sue McCluskey.
We hear governments across all levels talk about wanting to be able to support and encourage and provide incentives for startups. I think any startup will tell you it's always really challenging. I guess we've seen that firsthand, that not only is it challenging in terms of, you know, raising the funds and doing the work, it's also quite challenging in terms of navigating across the bureaucratic processes.
RMIT Associate Professor Gavin Mudd says that progress is being made, albeit slowly.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things where I think where government really needs to think, not just in the short term, but in a much longer term sort of space. What we need is that vision to realise that down the track, we know that these technologies and these sorts of sectors can potentially be very, very big.
That's Gavin Mudd from RMIT, ending that report by Amelia Turzon. And RM Breakfast did approach the Northern Territory Government, the Federal Treasury and the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, for comment, but none responded.